place that sells watermelons on the left of the road going north on 67 going into Hope. And they can tell you if there's any big ones around in the neighborhood and tell you just exactly where to get them.
I remember that. I remember going past there when I was going up to Prescott on Highway 30, I reckon it was.
Well, of course, you have to go down downtown Hope.
Right.
And that's, and they, usually there's somebody around Hope ship watermelon to the President of the United States nearly every year.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
They sent Lyndon Johnson one. They sent, I don't know whether they ever sent Nixon one or not, but I think they did. And they sent John F. Kennedy one. They grow them up there that weighs over 100 pounds.
Some kind of watermelon.
My wife's got a cousin in Oregon that the only kind of watermelons they get there is these, what's called the little icebox watermelons, comes out of California. And he's telling some of his buddies that what kind of watermelons they grew around Hope, and they didn't believe him. They thought he was just... So he, last time I seen him, he bought three or four of them, weighed up all around 60 pounds apiece, and crated them things up and shipped them express back to Klamath Falls, Oregon. I don't know, I guess they got there all together.
Many believers out of that record.
I expect the insurance on them was pretty high.
Yeah. I want to ask you about a few animals. Do you have a bird around here, you know, that's supposed to be able to see in the dark?
No. They have a bird that flies around at night called an owl. Mm-hmm. Hoot owl, the screech owl. And screech owl, a little bitty bird.
Well, you know this bird that drills holes in trees?
Them peckerwoods or redheads. And they're, by the way, they're about to become extinct.
Is that right?
I read an article, it's been within the last year that this much interstate highway is being built until the red-headed peckerwood is in danger of becoming extinct. And they migrate now where my daughter lives. There used to be a lot, it's in a pine, mostly they you find them around where there's a lot of pine. And they eat worms and bugs out of the bark, and of course they peck a hole in the side of an old dead tree to build their nest. But I didn't know they were so much of an endangered species until they said that they had cleared up so much land for interstates over the nation until they were becoming an endangered species.
Hmm. Well, what about this animal with a white stripe down its back? It'll give off a bad odor?
Oh, that's a skunk.
Ever heard that called anything else?
No, all I ever heard called was a striped kitty or a skunk.
What about polecat?
Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, they're all the same thing.
Well, what about, you know, this animal that stays around ponds and makes his croaking noise?
Well, that's crane.
Well, I was thinking of, you know, the one that it hops, you know, and